Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for June 18th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have Google launching Android Messages for Web, which is rolling out over the next week. We've known about this feature for quite some time, thanks to work done by our Dylan and Abner Lee in our APK Insight series. And it's very similar to a feature you probably are already familiar with, which is Allo for Web, which can be found over at allo.google.com. This is functionally and visually very similar. You'll be able to find it at messages.android.com, where you'll be able to generate a QR code that can then be scanned in the Android app via a new Messages for Web menu. It should be rolling out over the week. If you don't have it yet, keep an eye out for it, but you should be able to access this very soon. Next up, we have YouTube Music and YouTube Premium, which are finally rolling out to 17 countries, and family pricing was also detailed today. Google Play Music has long been available in dozens of countries around the world, but its YouTube equivalent, YouTube Music, which recently launched, was only available until now in the United States, Mexico, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. So perhaps one of the most important aspects of today's announcement is that now 12 countries, including Canada and France and several others, will also be able to access YouTube Music. There's a free tier available, but there is a subscription to remove music ads. You'll be able to use background playback as well and download songs for offline playback for $9.99 a month. For the first time, YouTube is also detailing that a family plan will be available for $14.99 in the US and Canada. And with this plan, you'll be able to have 5 additional members of your household all on the same account. And finally, Google says today that you'll no longer be able to directly book Uber rides through the Google Maps app. This is a feature that's been very useful to some. I've used it once or twice, but it seems Google has finally decided that maybe enough people just aren't using it, or maybe Uber would rather people book rides directly through its own app. Or maybe Google and its close partnerships with Lyft, including Alphabet obviously having a stake in the company and Waymo having a significant deal with the ride-hailing service as well, maybe that has played a part in this decision, but we don't know for now. You can read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google App Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.